Hello, this is Ash Rowan, Rosa Radney's assistant. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that you can learn more about Rosa's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com, or you can check out her blog at www.rose-ariadne.com.
The next one is, are there spells for getting someone to tell you the truth or finding out the truth in some way? And can magic work for this? And something tells me you might start talking about divination on this one.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to cast a spell at a specific person to get them to tell you the truth, because that's a free will thing, right?
Right, again. I mean, if you are telling little white lies to protect somebody's, you know, sense of ego, oh, does my butt look big in these pants? Your best friend always asks me.
Right.
And, of course, you're always going to say, no,
yeah.
They look just fine.
Right.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt somebody's feeling. Unless it's somebody who you know, like with my husband, he knows if I say, do I look fat? And if I do want a true answer, because it's not going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Have that agreement with someone, go for being truthful. But most of us know, you know, at least one person, if not most people in our lives, who would rather be kept in the dark about, you know, a few things.
Right.
So let's say, you know, they do a spell on you to get you to tell the truth all the time.
Uh-huh.
I don't want that happening to me.
No.
I'm doing this to protect my friend's fragile ego.
Yes.
If her butt really looked so hugely enormous, if it looked like she had elephantitis of the rear end,
yeah.
I would tell her the truth then. I wouldn't want her, you know, embarrassing herself out in public that way. But if it's, you know, a minor thing, I'm going to say, oh, no, you know, you just bought these pants. You love them. You look great. So I certainly don't want, you know, that coming back on me and anybody limiting me from choosing to tell little white lies if
right.
I choose to. So I'm not going to go and do any spell on a specific person to make them tell the truth all the time.
Right.
You know, that would suck.
Yeah, it really would.
For both of us.
It's you know, it's almost like a thing, don't do anything to anybody else that you wouldn't want done to you, you know? It's
exactly.
Almost like that golden rule thing.
It's the golden rule, exactly.
Yeah.
That's totally what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, divination's a huge part of this, of finding out the truth.
Right.
Again, and we've talked about that a lot.
Yes.
The other things that I thought of with this are, there are a couple of, you know, some people would call them old wives' tales. There's a couple of kind of folk magic remedies for discovering the truth.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, there's an herb called eyebright. That's, you know, of course, its common name. I'm not sure what its Latin name is. But,
right.
Just like, you know, you have bright eyes.
Okay.
It's called eyebright.
Eyebright.
And, supposedly, it's thought that if you carry that herb on your person,
mm-hmm.
You will be able to discern the truth out of situations.
Ah.
And another one that I found was if you sleep with a sunflower under your bed, that supposedly you will be able, again, to discern the truth.
A sunflower?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking if it's kept under your bed, you know, because that's, again, it's a representation of the sun, so
yeah.
It will illuminate things. And I'm thinking keeping it under your bed will allow, will kind of reveal the truth to you in dreams.
Right.
So, and with that, you know, always take them with a grain of salt and look out for symbolism, because dreams are symbolic, ultimately.
Yeah, yeah. It, very much so, kind of like, almost like tea leaf reading, like looking at the bottom of the cup, you can interpret things different ways, and same with dreams. A lot of divination
right.
is all about interpreting, isn't it?
Right, right. You'll find a lot of symbolism. And so there's a lot of stuff out there about dream interpretation.
Yeah.
Some of it, I think, you know, coming being a shrink, I think that a lot of it's hooey.
Yeah, do you really?
But ultimately with dream interpretation, and again, this can, you know, involve symbolism as well, just looking at symbolism in general, I think Carl Jung had a lot to say about it, and he was the one who came up with the idea of the collective unconscious,
mm-hmm.
that there are certain images, certain symbols that pervade, you know, almost all cultures, and he wrote, you know, from a Western perspective, and that these symbols have been, you know, are so pervasive that they've gone back for a long time, and we have what he called a collective unconscious, where these symbols represent, you know, always will represent certain things in life.
Right.
So you can look at, you know, Carl Jung's work if you want to look into dream interpretation. He was really good with it.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. So there's a couple of ways that that you can find the truth about situations, and it's not about casting a truth spell on somebody. It's about, you know, practicing your meditation and doing your divinations and
yeah.
even doing the sunflower thing and the eye bright herb. So.
And that's you know, magically doing it. But you know, first you might want to just, you know, use your own street smarts.
Yeah, and ask her.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. For one thing, ask. If you think the person's lying to you, you know, be honest with them. Say, I'm just not sure if you're telling me the whole story. It feels like something's missing.
Right.
And just, you know, use your common sense. Think, why would this person want to lie to me? What kind of benefit are they getting from lying to me?
Right.
And that way you can start to figure out if they really are. If you can't see that they're getting any kind of benefit whatsoever in lying to you, then they're probably not.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Remember to visit Rose at her blog, www.rose-ariadne.com, and also take a peek at her life's work at www.masteringmagicwitchcraft.com.